This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Residents of Uvalde, Texas, attended a prayer vigil Wednesday night for the victims of Tuesday's school shooting. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who was among those attending, earlier said that the gunman, who killed 19 children and two teachers at the elementary school, had warned in an online message minutes before the attack that he was going to shoot up a school. He said the shooter, 18-year-old Salvador Ramos, used a AR-15-style rifle in the attack Tuesday at the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. In Washington, Senate Democrat Chief Chuck Schumer is pushing Republicans to finally act on guns after the Texas shooting. We get more on that part of the story with the AP's Sagar Magani.
With 19 little kids dead.
Please, damn it, please, think if it was your child or grandchild.
But Schumer notes the prospects of GOP senators shifting course and helping pass substantial laws to curb gun violence are very slim, even as leader Mitch McConnell blasted the shooting.
It's literally sickening.
Alabama Republican Tommy Tuberville said regulating guns won't solve anything. This is a mental health issue.
Guns are not the problem, okay? People are the problem.
New Jersey Democrat Cory Booker says that's the problem. Minds are made up. It doesn't matter if more kids died.
This is just going to be the same thing as it was after Parkland, after Newtown. Here, nothing is changing.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A series of explosions has shaken Afghanistan, including a blast inside a mosque in the capital that killed at least five people, and three bombings of minivans in the country's north left nine people dead. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin is trying to strengthen his control of southern Ukraine by giving residents of two regions a fast path to Russian citizenship. Meanwhile, lawmakers in Moscow passed a bill to bolster Russia's army, which is fighting an intense battle for Ukraine's east. Putin visited a hospital in Moscow, a military one, on Wednesday, and met with soldiers wounded in Ukraine. 3 months into the war, Russian rockets continue to pound towns in the industrial Donbas region. Ukraine's foreign minister said the situation there was extremely bad. The head of the Food and Drug Administration here in the United States faced a fury from both parties in the House over months of delays investigating problems at the nation's largest baby formula plant that prompted an ongoing shortage. We get more on the story from the AP's Ed Donahue.
FDA Commissioner Robert Califf told Congress the coronavirus slowed down efforts to investigate problems at the Abbott plant.
We knew that ceasing plant operations would create supply problems, but we had no choice given the insanitary conditions.
The ranking Republican on the committee, Virginia's Morgan Griffith, quickly zeroed in on the slow response.
Why did it take an onslaught of national media attention for the Biden administration to act with the sense of urgency that is required to adequately address an infant formula shortage?
Formula had to be airlifted from Europe to help ease the shortage. Abbott and the FDA have reached an agreement to reopen the plant next week. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The intersection where George Floyd died at the hands of Minneapolis police officers was renamed in his honor Wednesday, among a series of events to remember a man whose killing forced America to confront racial injustice. Floyd's brother Terrence was among family members to attend as a commemorative street sign marked the corner of 38th Street and Chicago Avenue as George Perry Floyd Square on the two-year anniversary of his death. Floyd thanked hundreds of people who turned out to honor his brother, singing songs as they marched a block-long stretch to finish at the intersection. The renaming was followed by a candlelight vigil at a nearby ceremony. And Pakistan's defiant former Prime Minister Imran Khan canceled a plan to have an open-ended sit-in in Islamabad Thursday after he led thousands on a march toward Parliament demanding the government's resignation. Khan entered in as part of a convoy, and demonstrators rallied overnight, with some clashing with police outside Parliament. For more news, join us, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.